Wow, what an amazing clip. Fantastic. We're going to put the lights back on for a minute. Just going to pull this over. Wow, that really brings it to life. It's not kind of, doesn't tell the whole story, doesn't tell the whole thing. It just tells sort of part of what actually happened. We've got a picture of the burning bush, I think. It's coming. There. Wow, isn't that a fantastic picture? That's the picture that the guys in Flame have got on their sticker books this year. And do you see in down in the corner, there's his shoes, where he took his shoes off. And this was the big turning point. So we're just going to whip through. Can the guys all see this? Are you sitting where you can see the screen? Because we're going to put up some pictures. I just wonder if we turn the lights down a little bit at the back, maybe. Because then the pictures shine a bit brighter. Should we put the next picture up? Yes. So this is where the whole thing starts. A lot of you know this. Back in Egypt, those children of Israel had become slaves. And then God sends a rescuer. And the rescuer is a baby, this tiny little baby. Should we go back to the baby? Yeah, there he is. Little Abby, this little Jemima, this little baby that's been born, is sleeping on what they still call today a Moses basket. That little baby was put in that basket. You know the story. He was rescued by the princess and grew up as the prince in Egypt. There he is. So he was an Israelite, but he grew up like a prince. It says he learnt all the stuff of Egypt and all their incredible knowledge and culture. He was aware of that. And the Bible also tells us that he knew underneath that he would one day be the rescuer. And then everything goes wrong because he sees the Egyptian slave driver beating one of the Israelites and he kills him. We don't know if he meant to do it, but he kills him, buries him. Then it gets heard and Pharaoh sends a message to the young Moses and said, I'm going to kill you for what you've done. And so there he is, age 40, he leaves Egypt and heads out alone into the desert to a place where he just doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know anyone. But out there, he meets, there he is, age 40, and he meets Zipporah, who was the daughter of the priest of Midian, and they marry, and he becomes a shepherd, and they have children, and he must have thought, oh dear, you know, I was going to be this rescuer, and I'm so far away now, and it's all over. And he lived in the tent out there, I think, there, with that family, and he just was a shepherd. There he is. For 40 years, he was just a shepherd, and lived out there far away from his family, and he must have thought, this is bad. And then one day, the Bible says, he wasn't just in the desert. I love this phrase. He was at the back of the desert. So this was really, he was really in a bad place, right far away from everyone. And he sees something. You can see him there trying to shield his eyes. And what he sees is this. He sees the burning bush. Amazing, this. It's the clearest and first encounter, really, that Moses has with God. We don't know if he has any encounter with God, really, before that. And God speaks to him and says, Moses, you're going to go back. I want you to go back. And that picture of the burning bush, I don't know if we just quickly go back onto that. It was a picture, I think, of Moses. That it was like a man who was going to be set on fire. And what I love about it is that it was a bush. God didn't come to some amazing oak tree or some beautiful flower. It was just a bush. I mean, a bush is really, what is a bush? But I think it's a picture of humanity, of us, and that God wants to come to us. And amazingly, it says it wasn't consumed, that he was able to receive into his life this power of God, but he wasn't consumed. So then he heads back, here's the next picture, says goodbye to his father-in-law, and they head off towards Egypt. There he is, arriving back in Egypt, and then, can't remember what happens next, there he is. Okay, so then we have all the plagues and everything else happens, and the Passover, and then I love this, this is my favorite picture. That night, God takes them out with Moses leading them with this burning pillar of fire and the cloud above them, and they go out. Out into, I can't remember what the next picture is. There's a map. Okay, this is also one of my favorite. I love maps. So you can see them up in that Nile Delta. Do you see? Coming down, down, down. It took them about 3 months to get back down to Mount Sinai. Now, that was the place, they think, where Moses had seen God and met him in the burning bush. Back they go. And then in the end, here's some of the people. They have that 40 years because they don't believe God, they don't trust him, they're just like us. They complain just like us, and they go on this huge journey. It takes them 40 years, and then finally, I think we got a picture. There's the people complaining there of Moses, and he sees that land, and he isn't allowed to go in, but God lets him see it. Incredible story. He's now 120. We did this last week in Flame, and then he dies and God buries him. I mean, what was that? God buries him up on that mountain. Fantastic story. It reminded me, just briefly, of another story that happened 90 years ago. I think we've got a picture of some of these people. Have we got a picture? Or am I jumping over a bit? I'm jumping a bit, aren't I? Yeah, the coal. He was like the coal, like the boys have talked about, who had the potential to burn, and then he was like this. And what's interesting is that he had to go back. He had to go back to his family. He had to go back to the children of Israel. He couldn't be alone anymore, away from them. He'd got to burn, but he'd got to be with them. And it reminded me of this story. Let's put up this picture. You may think, what on earth have these people got to do with Moses? These guys were a group of Christians 90 years ago in East Africa, in a country called Rwanda. They began to pray, oh God, would you touch our hearts and would you pour out your Holy Spirit on our church so that we can reach the people around us. They were medical missionaries, and they wanted to reach the people and they couldn't, a bit like we feel, I suppose. And they began to pray that God would touch their hearts. And to their amazement, what he began to say to them was, you need to get right with each other. You need to forgive each other. You need to start to love each other more. You need to get closer together. And husbands forgave their wives and wives forgave their husbands. Children were praying, oh God, would you help me not to quarrel with my brothers and my sisters? And as they began to pray this, the Holy Spirit was poured out on them in this place, Kahini in Rwanda. And they were set on fire and they were so transformed. This was the Christians, by what was happening in their hearts, that the non-Christians began to call them the burning ones, the shining ones. And then hundreds and then thousands. And ultimately it's reached millions of people all across Kenya and Uganda and Rwanda. God moved. But it began with this little group of Christians. And one of the things they believed was that if you held even a grievance against even one person, if you were judging and criticizing even one person in your heart, that it would separate you from God and cause you to be a coal that was alone and not in that fire. And I've pointed out to the children that, do you see the ones deep underneath? Can you see those ones deep underneath? They're completely yellow, because they're completely burning. And how God wants us right in with each other, right with our families, loving people within the church, and not alone. And we can even be isolated, even though we're in our families, and we're right in a church, because we have judgments and criticisms. And like John spoke about at the international service, this unforgiveness in our hearts. This is a message that God is deeply bringing to my own heart and is very, very real to me. And I'm praying that God would do more and more in my own heart, because I would like to be, I don't know if we could put the burning coals back up again, one of those ones in the middle. I don't feel I am. I feel I'm one of the ones that's got a little bit, but it's quite a lot that's on the edge. And so that was the message that really that we wanted to bring. It's the message we've been looking at in Flame. So we are going to sing a final song. And the song we're going to sing is a song we've been singing in Flame. It's an old song. I think we've got, the Phil's got the words, not from this. Yeah, there it is. Okay. It's a prayer. It's a prayer. And it says, Spirit of the living God, fall again on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. And then the next bit says, melt me. I don't know if you heard Abigail pray, but she prayed, God, would you melt our hearts? And I asked Flame last week, why would you need to have your heart melted? And they said, because our hearts might be hard. You don't have to melt water, do you? But you have to melt ice. And God knows, because he's merciful, and because he knows us, that this is hard. this is hard to be right in our hearts. And so this is a prayer. It's not a worship song. It's a prayer. God, would you melt me? Then could you mold me into something? Could you fill me? Could you use me? Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. So David's going to help us, and we're going to sing. And then we're going to end. And we're just saying to everybody, we're not going to have lunch straight away. We're going to have about 10 minutes before we have lunch, so that there's time, if you want, to really think about what we've been sharing. I know I am having to think about this in a big way. And I'm praying, God, would you melt my heart? Where I'm not loving people enough, could you melt my heart? Where I don't care enough, could you melt my heart? He's wanting to come and help us. He's wanting to set our hearts on fire. Sometimes I think, it's my final thought, we sing a song, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. And then we hold in our hearts these grievances and these judgments and criticisms. And by doing that, we're actually saying, Holy Spirit, you're not welcome here. Because I'm choosing to hold on to all of this in my heart. Because of what this person's done, because of what that person said, I'm holding on to this. But he wants something better for us than this. Because he wants to come. So we're going to sing this through. David's going to lead it. And then we might sing the one about the fire. We'll then end. And then about 10 minutes after that, we'll give thanks. And we're all going to have lunch. And the ECOS guys are going to come. Brilliant.
Please stand.
Morning. Welcome to today's all-age service. Everyone's staying in. If you could just say hi to the person behind you. Say a couple hi's, a couple hellos. How are you? How's the week been?
Great. Okay. Peter just greeted us by telling us that today's a special service. It's a kind of all-age service. We're all in this together, all right? We're all in this freezing hall together, okay? And this is going to move at quite a pace, so hopefully you'll be able to stay warm. So the children and lots of the teenagers are going to be praying and sharing and doing readings. And so we are going to start with the flame memory verse, okay, which we've been learning over the last few weeks. So I know there's not very many of flame here at the moment, but if any of you who are here would like to come up, that would be brilliant. Where is flame? We have Edward. Oh, we have Joe. Good. Anyone else? Wow. Where is flame? Hopefully they're coming. Ione, we need you. Where's Ione? Oh, Joanna, we need you. Oh, this is better. Great. We need some girls. We need more girls. Where's Ione? Is he here? He's getting his cup of tea. What is that? Come up. Ione, good man. Okay, we've got Ione, Edward, Joe, and Joanna. This is the memory verse. Oh, it was the memory verse. It's back. Amazing verse from Corinthians. We've got some actions for you. Shall I hold the mic in front of you and we'll have a go at saying it? Shall we quickly go through it? It says, he died for all, that those who live... We need Nick to sit still here. He's inching forward. He died for all. Ah, it's coming. Brilliant. That those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. Shall we have a go at saying it? With the actions. Okay, these are great actions. Are you ready? Oh, very good. Okay, we're going to give it one more go. Okay, these are the actions. I don't know if you want to join us. It says, he died for that those who live for him, who died for them and rose, should no longer themselves. Oh, gosh, I left a whole line out. What was it? That's it. No longer live for themselves. That's what you shake your head. Okay, we're going to give it one more go. You ready? He died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose. Brilliant. 2 Corinthians
5:15.
5 verse 15. Fantastic, guys. You want to sit down? Well done. Well done, well done. We are going to, yes, in a minute, we're going to sing two songs. And we're going to start with that wonderful song. I cast my mind to Calvary, and it's all about this gospel message which is in that fantastic verse. Some of the guys are going to come and pray before we do that, but it'd be wonderful to ask that God would show us more this morning about this message. I thought it would be terrible to sing this song and not cast our minds to Calvary. It'd be terrible to sing it but not think about what he's done. So I've asked Baraka and some of the others are going to come up and pray and ask that God would give us a real new sight of this gospel and of Jesus today. So guys, do you want to come up? Brilliant. And Emily, wonderful. Shall we stand? Shall we stand? They're going to pray and we're going to stand and then David's going to lead it.
Dear God, I pray open our eyes and our heart, and I pray that you help us understand this message and it really sink into our heart.
Lord, I pray you just open our hearts, Lord, and fill it with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and that we'll be overfilled with your joy. Amen. And that we'll have time to worship you, Lord, and follow you in your path, Lord. Amen.
Dear Lord, I just pray that you just work in you in our lives and just fill us completely with your Holy Spirit so that we'd burn so brightly that others would be able to see this love that we have for you.
Dear Lord, I thank you so much that we can come together as a church family, and I hope that you can touch us with this story, Lord, like you've touched the children who've heard this story, and work in our hearts, Lord.
Morning, morning. Welcome to today's all-age service. Everyone's staying in. If you could just say hi to the person behind you. Say a couple highs, a couple hellos. How are you? How's the week been?
Great. Okay. Peter just greeted us by telling us that today's a special service. It's a kind of all-age service. We're all in this together, all right? We're all in this freezing hall together, okay? And this is going to move at quite a pace, so hopefully you'll be able to stay warm. So the children and lots of the teenagers are going to be praying and sharing and doing readings. And so we are going to start with the flame memory verse, okay, which we've been learning over the last few weeks. So I know there's not very many of flame here at the moment, but if any of you who are here would like to come up, that would be brilliant. Where is flame? We have Edward. Oh, we have Joe. Good. Anyone else? Wow. Where is flame? Hopefully they're coming. Ione, we need you. Where's Ione? Oh, Joanna, we need you. Oh, this is better. Great. We need some girls. We need more girls. Where's Ione? Is he here? He's getting his cup of tea. What is that? Come up. Ione, good man. Okay, we've got Ione, Edward, Joe, and Joanna. This is the memory verse. Oh, it was the memory verse. It's back. It's back. Amazing, amazing verse from Corinthians. We've got some actions for you. Shall I hold the mic in front of you and we'll have a go at saying it? Should we quickly go through it? It says, he died for all, that those who live... We need Nick to sit still here. He's inching forward. He died for all. Ah, it's coming. Brilliant. That those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. Shall we have a go at saying it? With the actions. Okay, these are great actions. Are you ready? Oh, very good. Okay, we're going to give it one more go. Okay, these are the actions. I don't know if you want to join us. It says, he died for that those who live for him, who died for them and rose, should no longer themselves. Oh, gosh, I left a whole line out. What was it? That's it. No longer live for themselves. That's what you shake your head. Okay, we're going to give it one more go. Are you ready? He died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose. Brilliant. 2 Corinthians
5:15.
5 verse 15. Fantastic, guys. You want to sit down? Well done. Well done, well done. We are going to, yes, in a minute, we're going to sing two songs. And we're going to start with that wonderful song, I Cast My Mind to Calvary. And it's all about this gospel message, which is in that fantastic verse. Some of the guys are going to come and pray before we do that. But it would be wonderful to ask that God would show us more this morning about this message. I thought it would be terrible to sing this song and not cast our minds to Calvary. It would be terrible to sing it but not think about what he's done. So I've asked Baraka and some of the others are going to come up and pray and ask that God would give us a real new sight of this gospel and of Jesus today. So guys, do you want to come up? Brilliant. And Emily, wonderful. Shall we stand? Shall we stand? They're going to pray and we're going to stand and then David's going to lead it.
Dear God, I pray open our eyes and our heart. And I pray that you help us understand this message and really sink into our heart.
Lord, I pray you just open our hearts, Lord, and fill it with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and that we'll be overfilled with your joy. Amen. And that we'll have time to worship you, Lord, and follow you in your path, Lord. Amen.
Dear Lord, I just pray that you just work in you in our lives and just fill us completely with your Holy Spirit so that we'd burn so brightly that others would be able to see this love that we have for you.
Dear Lord, I thank you so much that we can come together as a church family, and I hope that you can touch us with this story, Lord, like you've touched the children who've heard this story, and work in our hearts, Lord.
Moses' story was when he opened the Red Sea and led the people of Israel through to the other side, and then when the Egyptians tried to catch them, the sea just collapsed onto them.
Yeah, well done.
My favourite bit of the Moses story was when the bush went on fire, and it wasn't fading away because of the fire. It's because Jesus was speaking to Moses, and Jesus wanted Moses to go back to save God's people.
My favourite bit of the story was when Moses led all the people, because at that point Moses actually saw that God was with him, and at first he didn't actually believe that God was by his side, and then God asked who is on the Lord's side.
Yes, wow, impressive. Guys, we're just going to ask if these three would just pray that even this morning God would speak to us like he did to Moses. Yeah, Manu, can we start with you and we pass it along? Just a sentence, yeah?
Be brave. Let's close our eyes.
Dear Lord, we thank you for so many things that you've done for us. Help us to be like Moses. Help us to start off lukewarm and start to have a burning heart just like Moses and come closer to you. In the mighty name of Jesus I pray, amen.
Thank you that you've just been watching over us, that and you help us to be like Moses and we will have a burning heart. Thank you that you've brought us to life and you've done all the things for us, amen.
Please God, can you help us understand the story of Moses and the story of how you came onto this earth? Can you burn our hearts? Can you melt our hearts? Can you fill us with the Holy Spirit? And can you mold us into perfect shapes? In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Whoa, guys, well done. Thank you so much. I'm not sure what we're doing next. What are we doing next?
Whoa, we're going to do the offering. You know what doing the offering, it's like not like doing a dance, is it? We're going to do the offering where we dance up voluntary and put our money in this lovely red receptacle. Before we do that, I just wonder whether David, you'd like to share the thing that you felt God speak to you yesterday when you were praying.
Okay, so some of us were praying yesterday in the church, and I had this picture of it was like a heart, and it was covered in loads of layers of newspaper, and I felt like each layer of newspaper was like illustrated like something in our life that it could be important or not really important, but we just sort of, it's in our minds and our going through our heads, and where we sort of, it sort of dominates our mind more than we feel like God, you know, God should be dominating our minds and our hearts. And God said, if you let me, I'll touch the newspaper. If you choose to let me in. So I went, okay. So as he did, he just put his finger on the newspaper and just kept pushing his finger in. And all the layers of newspaper just were burning, like newspaper does, it burns very quickly. And he just was able to go right in. And then there was a heart, and it was very cold, and you could see the frost on it. And he said, if you want me to, I can go deeper. And so I said, okay. And so he pushed his finger right in, and then the heart came on fire. And I just really felt like God was saying, if we choose to lay aside the things that are on our hearts or on our minds, that he can really set our hearts on fire. But we have to do that choosing, and he will make it happen. Yeah.
Thank you. We're talking, David didn't know what Joe's going to be sharing about Moses, but a lot of it is about our heart. And I love the fact that God is merciful. And the main thing really is to acknowledge, isn't it, where we fall short. If we feel that like our heart is dull or frozen, I feel like that. Or there's lots of layers of newspaper around it, other things are more important, or Jesus doesn't seem real. We can pray and say, God, could you come and touch my heart? So the next song we're going to sing as we take the offering is Mercy is Falling. And let's be conscious that God's mercy wants to fall on our hearts this morning and change our hearts. If we acknowledge our need, then he will help us. Let's just stand and just pray. David, would you like to just pray before we sing?
Father, Lord, I just want to pray, no matter what stage we are with you, Lord, if we know you or we have not a clue about you, Jesus, Lord, I just want to pray that that today, Lord Jesus, that we'll be able to go deeper. We'll be able to, that you burn away those things that are on our minds that are troubling us or irritating us. I just want to pray that we choose you and that you go deeper, that you will set us on fire. And what a fun, wonderful thing that is, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Fantastic. I wonder if you grab a seat, please. Big welcome this morning. If you're visiting, if you're new, welcome to A New Life. We've got a lunch to share afterwards, shortly. So please don't rush off at the end because we've got some lovely food to share. Couple of things first of all, Sal, come and tell us about something really on your heart, particularly at this Christmas time. Sally.
Yes, I know we've done shoeboxes already, and you might not yet be ready to write all your Christmas cards, but this is a way just to perhaps think of sending one early. It's to someone in prison in another country. We talked about this other years. Some people have done this other years. There's some booklets that look like this on the back table. And if you want to just pick one up and you can decide one person or several people that you'd like to send cards to. There's some guidelines inside, just saying what's sensible to put in and what's not. They suggest you don't say political things or things critical of the country or the government. But it would really encourage prisoners. Today is actually the International Day of Prayer for the Suffering Church, and we know very little about what it's like to be a Christian in other countries. People might be put in prison because they own a Bible or they own a booklet that's about one bit of the Bible. They might be put in prison in some countries because they've liked something on Facebook that's Christian and their government didn't approve of that. And for the children who've got parents who are Christians, they might do the best in their exams and they actually earn 10 out of 10, but the teacher, because he knows they're Christians, gives them 4 out of 10. And so when it comes for them to go on to another school, they haven't got good enough marks to go up, even though they truly were really clever and worked really hard. And so this unfairness that goes on in other countries that we just don't know about. So it's a chance to encourage. They suggest you maybe look up a Bible verse and put it in. And if you put where it's from in the Bible, then hopefully there's some way that they can look that up if they have access to a Bible in prison, or they might have someone that can remember what that verse said so they can read it in their own language. One thing I do when I'm sending the cards is to look up a phrase in their language, just something simple like Merry Christmas. I stick to writing it in English alphabet. My Chinese alphabet would be very poor to read, and I might say something completely different. as stamps for overseas, I've just sent some to different countries like Iran and to Kenya. The stamp was £1.40. It's not a lot of money, but actually some are for post addresses just in this country, so that might be easier if buying the stamps complicated for you. You could also, there's some that go to groups, so you could do it maybe as a cell group when you get together to send a card. So just encourage you to pick up a book. And one last thing that I've done is the people that I've chosen and written to, I've put them on a piece of paper together, and I've got that by my Bible. And so when I'm praying, I'll pray for some of the people that I've written to, pray that God would remind them of songs that they know about Jesus, really encourage them, help them when they're suffering so much to remember that God's with them. So just encourage you to do that as well.
If you were in Tribe last week, would you like to come to the front, please? Yeah, fantastic. Well done, guys. They're very brave. Okay, so as a church, we're looking at Bible verses because we want to be strong in God, strong in the rock, the word. So the November Bible verse, we tried to learn it last week, so it's a bit last minute, but we'll give it our best shot.
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of the spirit of sin and death.
Okay, where's it from?
8:1-2.
Well done, guys.
Very quickly, you're very patient. Just to remind you that we have our church lunch afterwards, and we invite our ECOS friends, and the guys that are coming along, probably be 10 or 12. It may be their first, possibly their only experience of church, coming and having lunch with us. So be your usual welcoming, hospitable selves, because people, our visitors really enjoy it. I haven't had time because of our momentous week to do much organization, but if I could have a few people just come and help me at the table afterwards, just to write down names and greet people and make sure that they have someone to talk to. So they'll come. We normally give them, if they've got a badge, first place in the queue. So don't be grumpy. I'm sure you won't. And then someone will help them find the right food and find somebody to talk to. So thanks.
The preschool children are going to make a move now. So if you've got children that are preschool, now's your chance to head out the door. It's going to be a shorter time with them this morning, just about half an hour. So preschool children, head out the door. Joe, next thing.
And just pray that God would go on working in our hearts and really speaking to us. Do some of you want to come up, John and Joel and guys? Any other, Eliza, some of you? Anna, do you fancy coming up? You don't have to. Any of those that want to? Just while the little ones are going out. Brilliant. Luca's coming up. Wonderful. Do any of you guys want to come? Come and pray a sentence? That's fine. Great. We're just going to let the little ones go out. And then we're just going to do a little thought on this burning bush story from Moses. Great. Okay, we need you to pray loudly and clearly so we can really join with you. Let's close our eyes while they pray, and I'm just going to pass the microphone along. Is that all right? Yeah, and we're finished with Luca.
Father, thank you for how the service has been so far, Lord. Thank you for everything that you've been doing for us, Lord. I pray, Lord, that during this service, Lord, that our hearts will really be like that coal, Lord, that will really be on fire for you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll really bring the Holy Spirit into this church, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you'll really help us to believe that you're always there, Lord, even if we can't see you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Lord, I pray that you will burn a fire in our hearts like the burning bush, Lord. We will have such a passion to know you, Lord, and to love you, Lord. Amen.
Lord, would you please help us to turn into the burning coal, and would you please burn a really strong fire in our hearts that we wouldn't be warm, but we would be hot for you, Lord. Amen.
Dear Lord, please help this church realize your powerful greatness. Please help us to set our hearts or are called on fire because some people out in the world, they do not know how great your presence is, and they will want to get to know you. So please give them a chance to get. Please give them a chance to set the cause on fire. Amen.
Thank you so much. Brilliant. Yeah, the kids need to get where they can see the screen. Can you all see the screen? Yeah. We're going to show a wonderful clip, which Phil's managed to find in HD, which I think means it's very clear and not blurry, from the film The Prince of Egypt. When we talk to the kids and we say, what was your favourite bit of the story of Moses? Most of them, or overwhelmingly, they said, the bit where the burning bush comes and God speaks to Moses at the back of the desert and tells him to go back. So that's the clip. We've got a fantastic little clip we're going to show you, and then we're just going to bring one or two thoughts on this, and then we'll sing and we will end. So there we go. We need to turn the light.